Hello.
Hi, good morning to you. Is this Jacob?
This is him.
Hi, Mr. Sanders. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We were speaking yesterday. We got disconnected.
Yes, yes. How you doing, Paul?
My phone's out, man. I tried to call you back.
Yeah, that's okay. I know we were getting everything set up and squared away. Did you have any questions for me, though, before we get everything moving forward here?
Yes, I did. I was wanting to hear a little bit more about how you were, because my company does a wide range of things. So
okay, right. That's exactly where the call disconnected before. So with the content that we create, and we're talking about a website, we're talking about Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, et cetera. So not only are you going to have a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven custom website that talks about all of the different services that you provide, we'll create destinations and directories that do get indexed when someone is searching for those things. So Google will know that you provide those services as well. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's the service that you provide. Now, as far as the Facebook ads go, because this $2.99 package does have a social media component and paid Facebook ads, we typically will run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time. So we can target, 6 or 8 different services that you want to be providing, at least the ones that you most want to be found for, the jobs that you most want to attract. I mean, we can talk to our client interview technician too and see if we can bump that number up, because you do offer so many, varied services as well, not just like related similar services, but a whole bunch of things that, somebody might need that kind of covers the whole spectrum of different services that homeowners would need. Now, are you providing these services for commercial clients too?
I've thought about it. That's different. That would be a different insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I like dealing with residential clients. That way I'm not going through a chain of people to get things done. It's really just me and them. So I would prefer just stay residential. But I'm not opposed to subbing my business up under another contractor or something like that and doing a commercial work.
Got it. So, the thing about this service is it's not like a paid lead service. You're not going to get a phone number and then have to chase that phone number down. You're also not going to be in like a bidding war.
They're going to be calling me.
Your competitor. They call you, exactly. So if you get a call from someone who saw your website and happens to be a commercial client, if you can make that work, if you can sub it out or something like that, you can still take on that job, because you get to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And
right.
Like I said, big jobs or small residential or commercial jobs, it is going to be that flat rate. Now, are there certain services that you most want to be found for, jobs you would like to get more of in particular, or you're just kind of game for everything?
I am kind of game for everything, but at the same time, I see me making more money as a contractor. The work that I would be doing would be welding, obviously, and pre-work.
Okay.
But I sub my residential stuff out most of the time. That way, the guy I work with, I'm not saying I don't want it, but I would be more on the bigger projects of that.
Okay.
But I understand, this is what people are calling me. You're not sending me leads. I understand that as well.
Right, yeah. So, if the call comes in, it makes sense for you. If it's a service that you provide, then you can certainly take on that job. And there's not currently a website for Sanders Services, but you do have photos.
Sanders Elite Services.
Okay.
Sanders Elite Services.
About that. Because the one thing that I did find online for you now was like a home advisor, Angie.
Right.
And they don't have the Elite in there, so let me make that.
Yeah, they're supposed to have updated that. It was originally it was Sanders Services, but they changed it, or the state made me change the name because the name's already taken, basically.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so I've got that updated on my end then, which is perfect, because obviously now is a great time for rebranding your business with the Elite in there as well, with the website, with all the content, with the Google and Bing listing. We'll make sure that it is Sanders Elite Services. And
I am an LLC as well.
Did you want the LLC to be part of it? Do you want us to include that in the business name?
Yes, that would be fun.
I think that's a good idea as well. So I have that now as Sanders Elite Services. And although there is a physical street address on that Angie profile, your business is service-based, right? I mean,
I don't have an office or nothing like that. I work from my truck, basically.
And that's kind of what Google expects. You work, businesses that are service-based, providing a service, going out to the customer, and you work from the home, you work from the truck. But that address was the 1108 County Road 441. Is that your residence?
Yes. I don't know how that works with you and needing a business address, but that's the address I use for my business as well.
Okay. If it is your residence, that's totally fine. I mean, Google doesn't expect you to have a brick-and-mortar storefront or physical location that the public would even need to know about.
So with one thing, I do not want my address displayed.
That's exactly what I was about to say. So, I mean, Google will, want to know that you're in the local area providing these services, but they certainly do not want anyone to drive out to your home any more than you would. They won't want anyone knocking on your door. I mean, you're out in the field most days anyway. Google is going to list you city and state. You're not even going to have a zip code and certainly not your physical street address. Now, as far as promoting your business, we can target really anywhere in your service area, even up to an hour away is kind of what we've got here for you. So, we're not going to draw a big circle around you, it's a specific radius. We'll be able to go farther in a certain direction if we need to. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing.
With that being said, buddy, I'm on a job right now.
Okay.
I'm fixing to finish up. Do you want to go ahead and run my credit card?
So let me get an email address for you real quick because we do want to have it attached to this contact form. You get phone calls directly to you, but if someone fills out the contact form, you'll get an email also. Mr. Sanders, what is a good email address then for you or for your business?
Jacob Sanders139@gmail.com.
So first name, last name, 139@gmail.com. And then is this going to be, is the name on the card, first name and last name, any middle initial or the business name?
On my card?
Yes, sir.
First name, last name, and there's no business name.
Okay. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or
it's all up there, Jacob. It's that one, but go back to the tree, close you can. It's a Visa, buddy. I don't know if that's what you asked me or not.
Oh, yeah, it was. So that should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3-5-5-4-6-1-2-6-8-1-0-9-4-4-1.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's January 1st of 2027.
And then that should have four numbers on the front of the card then, like the security code.
On the back, it'll be 529.
529. You said that started with a 3, though, right?
What started with a 3?
The card itself. The first number I heard was
no,
a 3.
No, you were right. It started with a 4. I just finished off where you started.
You just went from there. I thought it switched to 15 numbers and a American Express card starting with a 3. But then when it had the 3 digits on the back, you just took it from the 4 that I already knew about. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I've got 43, 55, 46, 12, 68, 10, 94, 41.
That sounds right.
And then January of 2027, the code on the back is 529.
let, get it up in the yard and stuff. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
So January 2027, the expiration date, the code on the back's 529, and that bill's at the home address, right?
Right.
Okay. Mr. Sanders, I know you're pressed for time. I am required, though, to read a voice verification. It takes a couple of minutes, and then we do need to schedule your client interview, but that only takes seconds. The voice verification.
What do you mean, client interview?
Oh, we're going to have one of our technicians give you a call, talk to you in greater detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. So that helps us to build out your website and create all the content,
perfect,
kind of promote your business the way you want it to be promoted. That's a separate phone call. We can find a time where you definitely have more time.
You can do. You can just schedule that phone call for about 30 minutes from now.
Okay, that you're going to be ready then. Let me just check.
I'll be finishing up on the job.
Available. And then, like I said, for the voice verification, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's really straightforward, but like I said, because we are a Google partner, I am required to read that. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jacob, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Sanders Elite Services, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. I've added the Elite and the LLC. And as the owner of Sanders Elite Services, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Correct.
And please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Sanders, owner.
Okay, perfect. And for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And real quick, Mr. Sanders, this is to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It's our job to make sure people in your area can call you directly. So we do request that you'll be receptive to those phone calls, answer within 48 hours to calls, texts, and emails coming from both my company and your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that,
yes,
right? And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you disclose any additional online marketing efforts. Now, again, I am already aware of Angie. There's no conflict there. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And, of course, we need to make sure your business information is always accurate. So,
right. I'm about done with them anyways. I've almost washed my hands with them.
Okay, I gotcha. So, I mean, you know, it's not an exclusivity clause. You can hire someone else. We just want to make sure that your information is accurate.
Is there any cancellation fees?
So it comes down to that point right now. So with all of the reductions in the cost that I was going to apply here, $299 is a fixed flat rate. The setup fee is waived, so you're saving an extra $299 there. The normal cost of the service is $599, so you're saving $300 every month. Now, that $299 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. It does include a website, Facebook ads, etc., and it will bill on today's date, which is the 6th of March. Recurring billing will be on the 6th of the month as well, when that term is completed. Now, with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a fair chance. You can discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked. Now, of course, the first month's going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. There's a $199 going to local service and, of course, to local search engine optimization, I should say, and then the other $100 goes to the Facebook ad. So that $100 goes completely to Facebook. But every month that you pay us $199, that termination fee decreases by $199. So after today, it's $398. Next month, it's $199. The month after that, it's zero. The reason it's like that is we want you to give it the time it takes to see the highest return on investment. Like I said, the first month's going to be good. The second month's going to be even better. But it is going to take some time for us to get things going. We want to do your client interview as quickly as possible. Yes, sir.
So this is after the 90 days, my payment does not change, correct?
Oh, your payment doesn't change ever. I mean, you could stay with us for 6 years and your payment stays the same. So you're grandfathered into that reduced rate. Every month you keep the service, you save the $300. Now, typically we do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. So, we try to get things rolling pretty quickly here. In the first 5 to 7 business days, you'll have complete access to a client dashboard, 24/7 access to reports that update throughout the day, almost real time. That's when all the directories.
When you say client dashboard, like, is this something I'm going to be able to log into and see where someone's tried to contact me, basically?
Well, correct. Yes, that's exactly correct. You can see your tracking. You can see your reporting. You can see how many calls you're getting, where those calls are coming from. You can see what people put into the contact form on your website. So you'll have the reporting with you. You can also keep track and monitor your reviews from there. Or if you want us to monitor your reviews, we can do that too. You'll have access to a website editor tool. If you want to make changes or add a photo, you can do that on your own. If you just want us to take care of all of that, there's no additional cost either way. It typically takes us about 7 to 14 days to build out your website, maybe a lot less if you can get those photos to us in the beginning, maybe 10 days. Your Facebook ads are just waiting for your website, so that same time frame.
I have a Facebook thing if y'all would like to
What we're going to promote is your business Facebook page. Like I said, once your website is created, that's when we officially want to run those Facebook ads so people can see the quality work that you do. Now, days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're all throughout your service area for your keywords and search phrases. No matter how long you keep the service, Jacob, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, like I said, your price will never go up. We'll continue to provide reporting, tracking, customer support. Now, the last little bit here says, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
The fact is, repeat that last part?
Yeah, it says, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Now, as part of the verification...
If you would email me something like that with
you
everything
that
you said on it.
You are going to get everything that we're talking about here in writing, like in a second.
I wish I could handle it. I got oil all over my hand when I saw it. That right there was a son of a buck. That's the first time I've trimmed them, and it would get wound up in the saw. So, I mean, I don't know why, but it did. Is there anything else you need from me, or do I just need to wait on the other call?
So, we do need to schedule that call, and as I was about to say, you are going to get everything in writing, everything that we talked about. One last thing is that we might require certain documentation. It might be pictures of your equipment, your service vehicle, etc. We ask that you submit that information within the first 7 days so that there's no delays on the account. Now, I'm looking at your client interview calendar here, and we're actually booked out for the entire day. But we can do as early as 1 o'clock on Monday. There's a 3, there's a couple.
I guess I can't do the 1 o'clock on Monday, but it has to be at 1 o'clock. I gotta meet with the mayor at 3, so.
Nothing after 1 o'clock, not even as late as 6 o'clock?
No, we can do 1, that's fine. But, I gotta go off here, I'm with a client. Are we good?
No problem. Yeah, you do understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll get you a reminder email for the client interview at 1 o'clock on Monday. So we're good here. Oh, one last thing real quick. A security question and answer on your account. Your options are your, first pet's name or the city you were born in.
You can do the pet and you can do Max.
Max at AX. Okay. I got you. I appreciate your patience in taking the call and we'll talk to you on Monday at 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, too, Jacob. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.